Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Like a lot of people, my wife and I like to read newspapers and publications on our mobile devices. We like to travel, and keeping up with what's going on is really convenient using electronic media. The pile of newspapers and fish wraps had been overwhelming my recycling bin, not so much anymore. Besides, I can carry the news from several sources in my hand and read any time. On Sunday, I turned to the electronic version of the Times Standard and found out about the scheduled water system shutdown. I appreciated the notification in the newspaper. However, had I not read the newspaper online, I would have no idea that the area's water supply was being shut off for several hours for a much-needed 50-year repair. I wonder about the notification to residents who didn't see a newspaper. I got the water bill from the city last Saturday, but there was no mention of the scheduled outage accompanying the bill. I think the concept of notifying residents of the system shutdown at the time they received their water bill blew past the leadership of the Eureka Public Works and Utilities Department. If there was going to be a tax increase or implementation of a mandatory program, you can bet that the bureaucrats would be Johnny on the spot to send out a notice to residents. I wonder about the meaning of the term public service and public servant. I find myself thinking that those two phrases are nothing more than a euphemism for low-quality job performance standards and no common sense. I guess the thinking part of the process isn't included in the job descriptions. To share another example, I go back to this year's Halloween. I live in Lumbar Hills. Over the years, everyone knows Lumbar Hills is renowned throughout the area as trick-or-treat nirvana. On an average Halloween, it is not unusual to pass out 700 pieces of candy to the costumed mobs. The city even requires and recognizes that traffic will be a problem and puts barricades to prevent people from parking in hazardous spots, and the police regularly patrol the streets. This year was no different, and our neighborhood accepted the yearly Support Your Local Dentist giveaway with enthusiasm. My wife and I had to laugh because the city scheduled the street sweeper into Lumbar Hills the day before Halloween. The whole area's streets were swept clean one day before carload after carload of kids and family descended on the area. On the day after Halloween, many of us were picking up the trash and residual garbage from all the streets. It seems to me that sweeping the Lumbar Hills streets after Halloween would have made common sense. Perhaps my expectations are too high, not seeing the reality of a given situation, and changing the information methods necessary to communicate with the general public by government at all levels should be a simple priority. I guess I'm just waiting for lightning to strike. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.